Joining us now with the news in detail is Brian Jennings.
Investigations are continuing into the cause of a road crash in County Monaghan on Monday evening, in which two teenage girls died. The car in which they were travelling crashed on the N54 outside Clonus as they were being driven to a Debs ball. Two others, who were seriously injured in the crash, remain in hospital today. Our North East correspondent, Laura Hogan.
Crowds of mourners gathered in the Diamond in Clonus last night, forming a guard of honour as the remains of Kia McCann were returned home. The 17-year-old and her best friend, 16-year-old Dilawa Mohammed, were killed in a car crash on the way to a Debs ball on Monday evening. The driver of the car, a 60-year-old man, remains in a critical condition in a Belfast hospital, while an 18-year-old girl is in a serious but stable condition at Cavan General Hospital. A fourth teenager who was in the car was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. All four young people were students at Largy College in the town. Gardaí say the car left the road and hit a tree, and they have appealed for witnesses to come forward. Funeral arrangements for both girls have yet to be announced.
The former US President Donald Trump is facing four new criminal charges relating to allegations that he conspired to overturn the results of the 2020 election to the White House. Mr. Trump is due to appear in court in Washington tomorrow. He has already been charged with mishandling classified documents and with falsifying business records to cover up payments to an adult film star. His campaign team said the cases against Mr. Trump would fail. At a news conference in Washington, the Justice Department Special Counsel Jack Smith announced the move to indict Mr. Trump.
Today, an indictment was unsealed, charging Donald J. Trump with conspiring to defraud the United States, conspiring to disenfranchise voters, and conspiring and attempting to obstruct an official proceeding.
Sinn Féin is today publishing proposed legislation that would make it an offence to seek sex for rent or to advertise such arrangements. The move comes 1 week after RT Investigates broadcast an undercover report highlighting the practice. Our political reporter, Sandra Hurley.
Rising rents combined with a limited supply of rental properties has led to some landlords preying on desperate and vulnerable tenants, according to Sinn Féin TD Owen O'Brien. His bill seeks to amend the Residential Tenancies Act, making it an offence for a landlord to seek sex in lieu of rent or to advertise for such an arrangement. The Dublin Midwest TD says it is unacceptable that the government has failed to act since reports of the practice first emerged in recent years. Last year, Social Democrats TD Kian O'Callaghan proposed a bill to criminalise the behaviour, but it faltered at committee stage due to several difficulties, including the generality of its wording and concerns about how it would interact with existing sexual offences and domestic violence legislation. Justice Minister Helen McEntee has said that while the issue is being examined, there is no time frame for enacting new laws.
On this programme, Deputy O'Brien said the government, saying it was reviewing the issue, was no consolation to anyone desperate to get into rental accommodation who was being propositioned.
It is 2 years since we first read about this in the Examiner. It is a year since the legislation by Deputy O'Callaghan was ultimately rejected by government. We need some additional protections for renters now. And again, this government has a very, very bad record of protecting renters. And when they do it when they're dragged kicking and screaming. Let's have cross-party consensus and ban this appalling predatory practice.
A survey by the children's charity Barnardo's suggests that many parents are worried about meeting back-to-school expenses because of increases in the cost of living. The survey found that 24% of parents of secondary school children said they had to take out a loan or borrow from friends to meet back-to-school costs. Our consumer affairs correspondent Joe McGrailey.
This back-to-school survey from children's charity Barnardo's highlights costs parents face heading into the new school year and their concerns about meeting those bills. The survey finds the average cost for a returning fourth class pupil is €320, while the average cost for a pupil going into first year in secondary school is €972. The costs relate to uniforms, voluntary contributions, digital tools, and for secondary school students, the cost of books. This September, however, all primary school students will get free books and copybooks, a move announced last year in the budget, which Barnardo's described as a momentous step. The charity is now calling for the free book scheme to be extended to secondary schools, the ending of so-called voluntary contributions, a once-off increase in the back-to-school clothing and footwear allowance to be maintained, and for all schools to have an option of a low-cost uniform.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Choose Grant's A++ rated Airona heat pump and Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be cloudy at first with outbreaks of rain, heavy and persistent for a time over the northern half of the country. Later, there'll be isolated showers. Highest temperatures will range from 15 to 19 degrees.